I looked out my window and smiled as the bountiful days of spring pushed out the last breath of winter, bringing rebirth and renewal to the rocky seashore and dense forest. After months of short days, long nights, and frigid temperatures, the sun shone brightly, causing flowers to bloom, birds to sing, and wildlife to venture from their winter homes. In the forest, rivers spilled over their banks as the annual runoff found its way to the sea. As I set about tidying my room, I decided that today was the day I was absolutely going to start cleaning out the attic in the mansion I'd been refurbishing to operate as a country inn. My contractor, Lonnie Parker, had been bugging my roommate, Georgia Carter, and me to get it done, so that he could start ripping out walls and adding plumbing to create the last of the 6 suites we planned to rent to our guests. The suites on the 3 main floors of the mansion were just about completed and ready to be furnished. Lonnie thought the attic, once we got it cleaned out, would take 6 to 8 weeks to complete, depending on the plumbing and electrical situation, which he couldn't confirm until he was able to open up the walls. At this point, we were looking for a completion date for the inn in mid-June. That actually worked out because we'd all but decided to hold a grand opening celebration in July. We didn't have overnight guests booked until August, but we wanted to do a couple of outdoor events first to ease into the whole 24/7 scenario. I pulled up the top quilt on my 4-poster bed after straightening the lower layers and was smoothing away the wrinkles when my Maine Coon cat, Rufus, attacked the pillows, messing up the quilt in the process. "Get down, you silly cat. I'll never get this done with your help."
"Meow."
"Yes, I know that you want to play, and normally, I'd be happy to play with you. But I have a very busy day planned. Let's finish making this bed and then go have some breakfast." I picked up the orange cat and then took a deep breath. "I smell coffee as well as something baking in the oven. Maybe Georgia made muffins today." I'd already dressed in shorts and a t-shirt, so I grabbed a pair of flip-flops and slipped them on my feet. While my main goal today was to get started on the attic, I also had a crew coming by this afternoon to put the finishing touches on the float for this weekend's Easter parade. In addition to my need to tackle the attic and finish the float, I was itching to get outside in the garden, which my landscaper and I were planting if the opportunity presented itself. The landscape architect had drawn up a lush and colorful setting that would take years to grow in completely. But I figured it should be downright gorgeous right off the bat once the flower beds and planter boxes were added.
"Abby?"
Georgia knocked on my bedroom door just as I was tossing my overnight clothes into my laundry hamper. "Come on in," I called out as I set Rufus on the floor. Georgia opened the door and stepped inside.
"There is a woman at the door asking to see you. She said that she went to the main house first, but Lonnie sent her over here."
I frowned as I tried to imagine who could be looking for me so early in the morning. I had workmen coming and going all the time, many of whom had a multitude of questions, so I figured maybe it was one of the subcontractors who had come to the door. "Okay, I'll be right out."
"I'll go ahead and ask her to have a seat while she waits," Georgia offered.
When I entered the living area of the 2-bedroom cottage I shared with Georgia, Rufus, and Georgia's Newfoundland, Ramos, I found Georgia speaking to a petite woman with long red hair that fell almost to her waist. I smiled in greeting as I crossed the room.
"I'm Abby Sullivan."
The woman stood and offered her hand.
"My name is Trish Roswell."
She bent down to scratch Rufus under the chin before she continued.
"I'm here on a fact-finding mission of a sort. I recently had my ancestry charted as the first step in writing a family memoir. And it seems that my great-great-great-aunt was Abigail Chesterton, the wife of Chamberlain Westminster, the man who built your house in 1895. I was hoping that you might know more about Abigail and would be willing to share it."